Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
We're keeping our eyes on the Avs playing the Capitals, see if they can bounce back from their latest loss. And the NBA draft, Team LeBron against Team Greek Freak. And Antetokounmpo.
For the All-Star game.
Yeah. So we'll keep you updated once we know information as that goes along. Now, would you like to respond to Mark Schlereth?
You know what?
Took you on by name.
I'll tell you what. This is what I don't understand about people who are responding to my Sean Mannion pick. This is what they don't understand. I didn't say that Sean Mannion was going to be your franchise quarterback. I said, bring him in here. He's an upgrade over Case Keenum. And by the way, Case Keenum was in his, I think, fifth year in the NFL when he was out with the Rams when he beat out Sean Mannion, who was a rookie. We all know veterans will beat out rookies. Period. That's the way it works. So any idea, it's a convenience to people to think that Tom Brady beat out Drew Bledsoe. That never happened. Tom Brady never beat out Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe got hurt. Tom Brady got an opportunity. Sometimes when you are in a situation, you may have a guy who is a better player that's in a backup role, that is a lower drafted player that may end up being the better of the two players. But you won't have a chance to see that until a catastrophe happens. Sometimes that's the way it starts for people. Right? I mean, isn't that the way it starts for some great player, Terrell Davis? Lou Gehrig. Wally Pipp. Don't get Wally Pipp. That's always the conversation, especially in our business. You take a day off, somebody comes in and does a great job. Who knows? That guy may be sitting in your chair.
I'm battling through this cold the best I can.
So every time that I hear somebody who's critical about the Sean Mannion proposal, it is not the Sean Mannion is our franchise quarterback. The proposal is that Sean Mannion be brought in here to be the quarterback or compete for a starting job that takes care of our quarterback position, because I don't want to go another year with Case Keenum paying him $18 million. $18 million for that kind of play? No way. I don't want that. So if we have to bring somebody in here who's been a career backup to be in a position to compete for a job, that's what I want. Now, the ultimate goal is to go out there and get a first-round quarterback. That's always been the thing that I've said. We need to go get the guy who can make this organization great for many years. But if you have to give up two first-round draft picks to go get him, then don't do it this year. Okay? Don't do it this year. If you do it this year, I think it's foolish to give up two first-round draft picks for a rookie when that pick next year could be pick number one. Now, listen to what I'm saying. If you want to get Drew Locke, and he's going to be sitting there at number two or number three in the NFL draft, if you have to forfeit this year's number 10 pick and next year's number one pick, how does that feel? How does that feel if it doesn't work out with Drew Locke?
Mm-hmm.
You have to play this game smartly. That's why I said bring in Sean Mannion. That way you don't use a first-round draft pick, or you don't need to use a first-round draft pick. You got to get rid of Case. First of all, you got to get rid of Case Keenum. You got to let him walk.
He's limited. Cap hit on you. At the end of the day, save you $11 million.
He's going to save you $11 million of real money cash.
If you get rid of him, yeah.
Okay, forget about all these cap implications. We're talking about real money. $11 million of real money.
So then you pay Mannion how much? Five,
I don't know,
six?
Five, six, seven, whatever it is. Okay. Bring him in here.
So now I paid him six. Now I got $5 million. So now I can add depth, right?
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. And if it doesn't work out, then you know what? We end up with a great situation next year to go draft a quarterback.
But here's the problem with your cons. Are we drafting a quarterback in the first round or not?
If we have him at 10, you cannot give up next year's first round draft pick.
Do you believe in this batch of quarterbacks or not?
D-Mac, you cannot give up next year's first round draft pick.
All right. So you can't trade up.
You can trade up, but you can't give away next year's first round draft pick.
Okay.
Because next year's first round draft pick, you know like I know, next year's first round draft pick.
Well, hold on.
If things stay the same, could be pick number one, two, or three.
Let's go through this scenario now. We just released Case Keenum. We picked up Sean Mannion at $6 billion a year. Now we have the number 10 pick, and Drew Lock is there.
You got to take Drew Lock.
Why?
Because he's there at 10.
Then if you like Drew Lock,
No.
Why are you going to wait around? That's the same problem they had last year with Sam Darnold.
Listen, D-Mac, you cannot give up next year's first-round draft pick.
Okay, fine.
You cannot do that.
You can do other things to move up then.
Okay, then what can you do?
I don't know. Do something else.
How about two second-round? This year's first-round and second-round and next year's second-round. I'm telling you, you cannot give up next year's first-round draft pick.
Because
that
really,
could be pick one, two, or three.
This was exactly the problem they had last year.
No, I'm telling you, D-Mac, we are in a much different situation.
Just listen to what I'm saying.
We're in a much different situation because
you're not listening.
Next year's draft pick could be pick one, two, or three, and you cannot trade that option away.
So the real answer to the question is you don't take Drew Lock at 10. You move on. And you take Greedy Williams or DeAndre Baker, because if you really want Drew Lock, just like they really supposedly wanted Sam Darnold, you have to be aware there's other teams that want the same thing.
You cannot give up next cannot give up next year's first-round draft pick.
Okay.
So however you can get him
just
without giving up first.
Don't worry about the quarterback at 10 no matter what.
If he's there, take him. And guess what? If it doesn't work out, just look for a quarterback in 2021. This is the way you have to look at this. You got to keep...
No, because that's the way they looked at it last year.
You know what, D-Mac?
You can't do the same thing two years in a row.
You got to keep getting quarterbacks in here until you get the right
guy.
Either
you want a quarterback or you don't.
You want a quarterback, but it doesn't mean that you have to settle on anybody that you don't believe that is going to be secondary to what your goals are.
I'm with you to a certain degree, and then you go off the rails a little bit with the draft.
Listen, the draft is a draft.
Because the easiest thing for you to say, to be quite honest with you, is,
the easiest thing to say is draft Drew Lock at number 10. That's the easiest thing to say.
All right. Then why didn't we move up to get Sam Darnold?
You got to ask him that.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you there's going to be five teams interested in Drew Lock.
We can't do anything about it. Cannot give up next year's first-round draft pick. Sorry. Cannot.
You can if you believe in the quarterback.
Cannot. You cannot give up pick one, two, or three next year.
Then just pass on the quarterback. Don't worry about him.
Well, then pass on him. You cannot give up next year's first-round draft pick.
You're more consistent if you just simply say, pick up Mannion, forget about a quarterback in the first round, get a guy like Greedy Williams or DeAndre Baker, and if there's a guy in the second or third round that makes sense for you, then fine, take him, because you won't have to give up too much to get him. Now, that would be consistent.
Now, that is a good plan. That's a good plan.
That's your plan.
But if Drew Lock is sitting there at 10, you got to take him.
I'd say the exact opposite.
No, you got to take him if he's sitting there at 10. Well, it was a first-round draft pick last year.
That is auto-draft philosophy. That is not having a consistent game plan.
That's a great game plan.
It's a terrible game plan. Okay.
And you have your backup quarterback.
You already have a backup quarterback.
Well, we don't know whether or not Kevin Hogan. We haven't even seen him in a Bronco uniform.
I have. I was out of practice.
I'm talking about in a game.
Yeah, he's a backup quarterback.
Well, at least you don't have any... Okay.
Either you want Drew Lock or you don't.
I want Drew Lock at 10. I don't want to give up.
That's the exact same thing as saying I want Sam Darnold at 5.
Listen.
It doesn't work like that.
You cannot give up next year's first round draft pick.
You want to go auto draft? That's fine. You're an auto draft guy.
Is that Greg Oden?
You'll do fine doing auto draft. Auto draft works, sort of.
You know, the guy probably would have been a top 7 pick last year.
Who?
Drew Lock. He would have been a top seven pick last year. I don't know what happened in one year.
He would have been picked ahead of Josh Rosen.
And there's no question about that. There's no question about that. Why he went back to Missouri was the craziest thing. I remember talking about this guy and what his draft potential was. I think he was number two in the country in touchdown passes thrown.
My man, you are all over the place, right?
What do you mean?
You're all over the place.
But you cannot give up next year's number one. This year's number one, if he falls to you, he falls to you.
Not drafting a quarterback last year has created delusional people left and right.
Not me. I'm not delusional.
You're all over the place.
I am
wildly all over the place.
How in the hell am I all over the place?
Because you want a backup quarterback basically to be a starter, which indicates a rebuilding mode. And then you want to just take a quarterback because he would be better than a quarterback that would be drafted last year like Josh Rosen. So you're saying you love him, but you don't value enough to move up to get him, which is the same exact mistake they made with Darnold last year,
you
not moving 5-3.
Dude.
You've got to have a consistent approach.
Listen,
here.
We can talk about a lot of things. We can talk about a lot of things, but we cannot talk about next year's number one draft pick. Because guess what? We're going to lose again this year.
Let me just say,
you know we're going to lose this year, right?
Of course.
Okay, we're going to lose this year.
It's going to be not good.
It's not going to be good.
No.
So if we're going to lose this year, then I'd rather have all my ammunition necessary next year.
Right, which why it makes sense to dump Keenum, pick up Mannion, forget about a quarterback this year, get a cornerback that's going to be there for a long time, like Greedy Williams or DeAndre Baker. Get a quarterback later, third, fourth round, to compete. Good idea. And then, you know, build the team from there. But it's got to be one thing or another. You can't be just sitting there with this bizarre alternative plan.
He's not going to be there at 10.
I agree. He's not going to be there at 10.
He's not going to be there at 10.
So stop saying that you want him.
Listen, I would like to have him, but I am not going to give up next year first round.
This is the same
crew. No. I'm not doing that.
Your philosophy is the same thing with the people that said, well, we really like Sam Darnold, but we weren't willing to do anything for him. If you like him, go get him.
Sam Darnold is a different kind of, that's a different conversation. We're talking about a kid last year that was 20 years old.
How about this?
He was a 20-year-old kid at quarterback USC since he was a freshman.
Why don't we just...
That's a whole different animal.
Why don't we just find... you don't think Drew Locke's going to be there at 10, right?
Hell no. No.
I don't think so
either. No, he's not going to be there at 10.
I don't think so either. So why don't we have a world-class fan peace agreement that none of us think Drew Locke's going to be there at 10?
No way.
So taking a quarterback at 10 makes no sense for us this year.
Makes no sense then. Makes no sense then.
Does taking a quarterback at 10 make sense?
Not if Drew Locke isn't there.
But we've already established he's not
there. So if Drew Locke is not there.
Dude, is he going to be there or not?
He's not going to be there.
Okay. Is taking a quarterback at 10 make any sense?
Listen, we thought quarterbacks were going to.
Oh, my God. You are killing me.
Listen, last year we thought quarterbacks were going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Let me ask you one more time.
And it did not happen that way.
One more time. Is Drew Locke going to be there or not?
He's not going to be there at 10.
Okay. Should the Broncos take a quarterback at 10?
Only if Drew Locke is there.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
I can't say definitive.
What is going on?
I'm seeing some crazy stuff happen. I'm seeing craziness happen in this league.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we saw Denzel Ward go before Bradley Chubb.
Lord, help me here.
Nobody saw that happening.
See, I think you know what I'm trying to do, and you're yanking my chain on purpose. So I'm just going to move on to Roger. Roger, you're on the fan. Hi, Roger.
What's up, Roger?
Yeah, this is the mailman. I'm actually Daniel Graham and Carl Mecklenburg's mailman. I've called several times. I'm finally getting through. My idea is trading Emmanuel Sanders and our number 10 to the 49ers for the number 2.
That is not enough.
For who?
That's not enough.
For who? I'm not saying it's enough.
For who?
For their number 2 pick.
For who? Who are you drafting at 2?
Then go ahead and get Drew Locke at 2.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. That is. I like your idea, but that's not enough compensation. To get the 2, Emmanuel Sanders and number 10.
And that's why Pod is bad.
Man, what y'all doing out there over in the Blackstone community? That's not enough.
By the way, I just want to let everybody
That's not enough.
I just want to let you know I am Charlie Blackman's DoorDash driver. Just want to establish that because we're all saying about what delicious things we do. Yeah,
you just cannot give up next year's first round draft pick. Whatever you do,
he orders from Noodles and Company way more than you would expect.
But the idea of trading Emmanuel Sanders.
Oh, you're just going to cut Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to pay Emmanuel Sanders $11 million coming off an Achilles?
Nobody. Josh, you're on the Fan. Hi, Josh.
Hey, I just want to say, I think you guys, it's fun to speculate and it's fun to, think about next season. That's all we have right now. But, I think you guys are really underestimating, the actual players that come into training camp every year. They want to win every year.
Yeah, they want to.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They really think they can, and that's the whole goal, right? The whole goal of every team every year is to win, right? So what you guys are doing is just speculating, but here's the whole thing. You guys can get Foles, and you guys can actually make an actual decent run, Give him Emmanuel Sanders a chance.
It sounds like you guys,
what team are you on?
Yeah, it sounds like you are an Eagles fan.
Yeah, who are you?
I'm actually a Raider fan.
I'm
not going to get into it, man.
I'm not going to get into it, bro.
Listen to you guys every day. Pick up some popcorn and Cracker Jacks at the football game.
Okay, yeah, it's funny, right? But just hear me out, man.
Go ahead.
Players want to win, man. Al, you should know this. And they come every training camp to win. Give them a chance. Give them Nick Foles. Give them a guy that's proven. And you never know, man. Look at the Eagles the year when Nick Foles did win. You never know. But the whole emphasis has been lost.
I'm sorry. Josh. What did you say? You're a what fan?
A Raider fan, man. Right.
What a shame. I can't believe that went sour.
Kawhi Leonard thought that was funny.
Let's check in with DIA Mike Evans.
I am circling in.
Okay. Chad Brown, Drew Lock isn't even the highest rated quarterback this year. How would he be top seven last year?
What was that?
Chad.
Chad said what?
Drew Lock isn't even the highest rated quarterback this year. How would he be top seven?
Nobody
last
said
year?
To go get the highest rated quarterback. The highest rated quarterback simply is Nick Foles. And then after that, you have to go with Teddy Bridgewater.
That's wearing his wife's clothes.
We have.
Listen. This is why it's a hard conversation to have, because I'm asking you to try something new that's not even being proposed any other place. Because if it doesn't work and we fall flat on our face, we get pick 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, we have some breaking news.
Wow,
we have some breaking news.
Come on, man,
you ready for some breaking news?
Go ahead.
Let's go to the Greek Freak for his second overall pick.
Go ahead, Freak.
So, my second pick, I'm going to go with Nikola Jokic.
Had his 10th triple-double last night, second in the lead behind Russell Westbrook. All right, LeBron.
Who did LeBron take first?
Who did he take?
The first round in the first overall pick. LeBron took Kevin Durant.
That says that maybe KD's going to be a Laker. See? So, this is where the speculation begins.
So he took Durant. So Durant was the overall number one.
He's the all-star.
And then Giannis took who?
1 second.
Jokic.
Jokic was in the second round.
Oh, okay.
Right. I want to see where Jokic stacks up. So it was Durant, then who?
Joel Embiid.
Okay, pretty good. Then LeBron took who?
I'm sorry. It went Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
Yeah, there you go.
Then
Wait. Hold on.
Okay, Steph LeBron, is on the other LeBron team. First pick, Kevin Durant. Giannis, second pick, Steph Curry.
Oh, timeout.
What?
It's not East and West. I think that's why you're confusing it.
Are the starters not?
Starters got picked before the reserves did.
So Steph Curry wasn't a starter?
So I'm telling you what the first pick was Kevin Durant. The second pick was Steph Curry. The third pick was Kyrie Irving. The fourth pick was Joel Embiid.
Are all the starters. So you got to pick the starters first.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the first round.
All right. Gotcha. Okay. Let's just get to the guys who weren't starters. So who is LeBron's first pick who's not a starter?
LeBron's first pick was Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis. And then what was the... Oh, that's funny. Now that's funny.
But if you want to be real here, the first pick in the second round went to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Because they switched to us picking first in the second round.
I do want to do that. So Giannis picked
the first pick in the second round was Chris Middleton, who is Giannis's teammate in Milwaukee.
Makes sense. And then
the second pick in the second round was Anthony Davis.
Okay, that makes sense too, because LeBron's recruiting him.
The third pick of the second round was Nikola Jokic.
So that's really good. That means of all the non-starters, Jokic was regarded as the third best option or whatever. Jokic good.
Jokic was picked over Klay Thompson, Ben Simmons, Damian Lillard.
That's awesome.
Russell Westbrook, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge.
That's an awesome, awesome compliment. That's really cool. That's impressive. That shows you where Jokic is regarded by, well, at least Giannis, but maybe other players as well. What are you laughing about?
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
What are you doing?
I'm not laughing.
Anthony Davis goes to LeBron. Hey, I'm fine with it, by the way. It's the players' league. If they can figure it out on their own and make it happen.
I'd love to see Anthony Davis and LeBron together and then put together Kyrie. Oh, man.
Kyrie's not doing that. He's not playing second fiddle again.
What do you mean, second fiddle?
No way.
I think the conversation with LeBron was almost to mend fences.
No.
I would like to see Kyrie and LeBron play again.
Kyrie's his own man.
I don't want to see him in New York.
Why would he go to New York? Why wouldn't he stay in Boston?
Because that's where, I had some good intelligence saying that.
Why would he not stay in Boston?
What?
Boston, you win championships.
He's not going to stay with the Celtics.
Why not?
Yeah, he's not.
Dude, they love him in Boston.
Oh, of course. But he's not going to stay there.
Why?
Yeah, I just don't think that's going to happen.
Should I say why again, or does that make any sense?
I just don't think that's going to happen.
There's just no reason why. You don't think it's going to happen.
No.
So your thoughts are based on nothing.
A couple conversations I've had with guys who are active players in the NBA.
There you go. Say it then. What did they say?
It was New York.
Why? Why did they say he preferred New York?
I don't know.
What is your deal?
What do you mean?
I am circling in.
Mike Evans, just go ahead and just list your quarterback so we can make fun of you.
This is the Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
She lives in, she goes then, she lives for me. Says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes round.
Abs are already losing. You know, my son, be nice to him, please. He's almost 19. Is going on and on and on about trading Tyson Barry. Would that be a good idea? Hello, Abs Talk. Anybody? Yeah. Okay. I want something new. Donnie, you're on the Fan. Hi, Donnie.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks
super.
For Good. Love the guys' show. Hey, I had a question about one in particular guy coming out this year. And year after year after year, it seems like they draft these quarterbacks based off their physical ability, how they can throw, how tall they are, their hand size, whatever. But they seem to always miss on one guy who just flat out plays and balls all throughout college. And this year, that guy for me is Will Grier. And I was hoping you guys, you know, could give me your opinion, your thoughts on Will Grier and why he's not as high ranked as some of these other draftees.
Oh, I was dying for Mike Evans.
I am circling in.
I thought for sure that's who Mike Evans was going to pick out as his khaki pants quarterback. Will Grier is the ultimate khaki pants quarterback. He's never going to go in the first round, but he has some tantalizing things going on. But,
first of all, he's 23.
Big red flag there.
Big red flag.
How tall is he?
6'2".
Too short. That's a red flag.
The fact that he's 23.
Where did he play? West Virginia, right?
West Virginia.
Okay, conference. All right, competition. How'd they do at West Virginia? Okay. They did okay. They lost to Syracuse and whatever crap bowl they played in. He's okay. He's just okay. Right? I mean, we're talking about the NFL, man. We're talking about a league where only three or four quarterbacks out of everybody in the world is really good enough to significantly participate in. It's hard. It's really hard. The NFL is chock full of backups and third stringers and practice squad guys. There's all sorts of guys like that. It's hard to be one of those 32 guys. I know those 32 guys is only like, you know, with job, I don't know, security, 15 or 16, yeah, that are any good.
Yeah, yeah. With job security, I bet you there's only like, call it 19 guys with job security.
Yeah, so it's idiotic to think there's going to be like 12 guys a year who are going to be great. So you want to dig deeper, Mike. It's at your own peril. Let's face it, this just isn't the year, okay? The year for quarterbacks is in 2020. But will John Elway really want to go through all that and rebuild? I think no. That's why I think Nick Foles is absolutely inside the conversation. I don't know what, you know, where John is right now, what hammock he's chilling out on, but I bet you anything he's deep in thought, because I think Russell's in the hammock next to him, talking about Nick Foles.
Nick Foles changes everything.
Yeah, Nick Foles is, we're going to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, that Nick Foles says that we are. So let me ask you this.
Okay, go ahead.
So if we get Nick Foles, does that mean our offensive coordinator has to change, or that does that mean that Nick Foles has to change?
It's going to be dicey.
Hold on. Just answer that question.
It means that Nick Foles is going to have to change.
You know what? Then we're getting the wrong quarterback.
Yeah, no kidding. It's not the right strategy. But if you're
not going to run an RPO system and let him operate out of shotgun for 85% of the time, then you're the wrong team for him.
The Skaner's never called plays in the NFL before, so he only knows one way. Look what he did to study the Kyle Shanahan system. He lived in a van down by the river in order to get tutored by Kyle Shanahan. I had a six-figure job, but I love Kyle Shanahan. So I went down the Falcons, and I lived in a van down by the river. And then he followed him out to San Francisco. The Skaner is going to run the Kyle Shanahan offense, period. The end. He doesn't know another offense, Al. There's not another option. So,
I mean, he was in college first. He knew another offense from.
Oh, we're gonna throw in the Wagner offense.
Well, I mean, that's another offense. You don't disregard the offense because it was at Wagner.
Whoever comes here to be the quarterback is going to be in the Skaner system, not the other way around.
What division does Wagner football operate in?
I think it's D. Who cares? Nothing like that 5'11", 232-pound fat nose tackle at Wagner.
They're in the subdivision of Division 1.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What does that mean? Division 2?
I think that's like UNC. Not bad.
One double A.
Yeah.
I always get those confused.
UNC is in the subdivision.
So that's a one double A school.
Basically.
How does that work?
I don't think they call it one double A anymore, but
oh, it's called a subdivision.
Right. FBS.
FBS.
Like North Dakota, football. Like where Wentz was in the subdivision.
Okay.
So you can get good players out of there. Like this guy, our 6'1", 160-pound running back. Timmy Two Jets runs a stunning 5.240. Good luck, pal.
How tall do you think the quarterback is at Wagner right now?
6'1".
6'4".
Oh. They make 6'4 guys all
He's
over
a graduate
the place.
Student.
Good for him.
Yeah, I think he went to undergrad at Brown.
He's a smart guy. He's trying to make the dream come true.
The other quarterback is 6'3".
There's tall guys everywhere, Alfred. What else we got? Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what up, guys?
Hey
Big Al. How come there ain't more talk about Teddy Bridgewater? Is that realistic?
Because he's somebody's answer. He really is somebody's answer. So the question is, do you want to get married to Teddy Bridgewater? And right now, it seems that nobody wants to say yes. I think that Teddy Bridgewater has been relegated to the backup quarterback role. Nobody has said that they wanted to use Teddy Bridgewater exclusively as a starter. That is, you know, like I would think that Jacksonville, who is going to look for a quarterback this year, would consider a guy like Teddy Bridgewater. He's accurate. He had a terrible accident that took him away from being a starter there in Minnesota. And he's been a backup this year to Drew Brees in New Orleans.
There's a guy on hold who wants to argue with you and agree with Stink about Keenum.
Oh, I don't want to do it.
That sounds like a fun way. Hey, have the Avs given up any more goals?
It was 2-0, but they took the second goal away. So it's 1-0 right now, 3.5 minutes left in the first.
Should they trade Tyson Barrie?
We're fixing to find out.
Yeah. My kid has like hot sports takes now, Al, on the old Twitter machine.
Mm.
Yeah. So I called him today and I told him to get a job. It's the Drive on the Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
You are a trip. I mean, I love you.
Don't get me wrong. I love you, but
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you.
By the way, don't you like how much better my voice sounds?
By the way,
I no longer can be Uncle Nasty today.
By the way, I can't do it. There is a quarterback that is at Wagner that is 5'10". Just found him.
Cool. Let's go to Ollie. Ollie wants to argue with you. Go ahead, Ollie. Oh, my God.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah. How many Ollies do you think I'm talking to?
No, my name is Polly, bro. Polly.
Polly?
Polly Shore. Like Polly Shore.
Polly. Okay, go ahead, Polly.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I like that starting song because I should praise you, Al, because I don't think any other radio host has given us more championships in this state than you have.
Dude, Polly, I got on my little phone screen. You want to argue with Al. And I bring you on. I call you the wrong name.
I'm about to argue with him.
And then,
but I want to praise him like I should.
Well, go ahead, man. I appreciate that. The song was just on, dude. Come on.
Come on, give me that. Okay, Al.
Go ahead.
This is all I'm saying, man, is we're in rebuild mode, right? We're in rebuild mode.
Sure.
Keenum, how does he work? How does he work? What
he was a 29 rated quarterback last year.
Exactly. But how does he work? He works with tight ends. Like, I'm not saying that we have to take one first round or anything like that.
Well, he tried to throw it to the tight end and threw a couple interceptions trying to hit the tight end. So.
Yeah, but look at the ones that we got. We got Hyerman. No, let's not have him back. We got another one that is injury prone. Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's keep Keenum for one more year. For what? One more year.
For what?
For what? Because, dude, we're in rebuild mode. We're not a team that's going to make the Super Bowl in the next
year. Pay him $18 million to rebuild? Why don't you do that with some other young cat?
Because we're going to... what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to
put a young cat in. Let's see if he can play. If he works out, then that's our guy. If he doesn't work out, we go draft a guy in the first round.
That's a great idea. We should draft a quarterback every single year. But keep Keenum in the balance. And
No. I mean, he's a 29-rated quarterback from last year.
But if you get him what he needs...
Are we done with this conversation?
I love you guys. I love you.
I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, Polly.
Thank you, Polly.
Thank you, Tickle Me Troy.
Let's check in with Mike Evans, see if he's made his mind up. I am circling in. All right. Let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam. You're on the Fan.
What's up, Sam?
Hey, Big Al, D-Mac. Love the show.
Oh, that's so nice.
Just wanted to say, D-Mac, hey, thank you for reporting the facts. In response to the caller yesterday who was saying, hey, why should you care what John Elway's up to in his free time? I'm a journalist in the area, one of the few still working at a newspaper here in Colorado.
Good for you.
And I'm just going to say, that's like saying to a Broncos fan, why should we care about John Elway? That's like saying, why should we care what Trump's up to? Or why should we care what the mayor of Denver is up to?
Right.
I mean, come on. So thank you. I appreciate the facts and love you guys' show.
Thank you, Sam. The truth is, if John was a private citizen and not the general manager, I don't care.
We probably wouldn't have never mentioned. We don't mention where Peyton Manning is if he's on some exotic trip, or we don't mention where.
We don't care.
Mike Shanahan is if he's on an exotic trip.
I mean, he'll look gorgeous with that tan, but we know that.
Coach has a great tan.
We don't talk about what Jim. We don't talk about what Jim Tracy's up to these days.
No,
it's not a big deal.
Yeah, we don't talk about where Terrell Davis is.
No, Rod Smith. Doesn't matter. But if you're running the team, you're under the spotlight for everything. Period. And you have to understand, if we're critical, it doesn't mean we're not hoping for success or we have a personal motive. We're examining everything. You can't hire a coach based on a cliche that is death by inches. You can't stand there and hire a coach and you say the reason you hired him was because he told you death by inches. And then not be under that same scrutiny yourself. Or you're just a complete hypocrite and you're not really, you can walk the walk, you can talk the talk, but you can't walk the walk. If you really believe in death by inches, if you seriously believe in that, and I like that, by the way, I do like that, then everything has to be death by inches. Everything has to matter. Everything. And if not, just don't give me the death by inches crap.
Is it that John has called you out in the past?
Oh, my God, Al. If I had a nickel for every guy who, had a beef with me about something we've said, I'd have a lot of nickels. That would be math, though. I don't know what they would all add up to. It'd be a lot, though.
How many nickels to make a dollar?
200.
Good answer.
That's not right. That's $5.
Well, that was wrong as well, D.
Of course it was. Just spitballing there. 20 nickels for a dollar? 20 times 5?
I should make 100 nickels in $5.
I don't know. No, I have no...
100 nickels is $5? Boom.
In my opinion, John Elway should have...
This is for you, Big Sexy, since you are the mathematician back there. How many quarters to make $9?
Oh, that's easy. I know that.
Look at Big Sexy. 36?
That's right.
I know that's right, oh, but it took him a while.
It did take a little bit.
He couldn't just add it into his little computer thing.
Also known as my head.
Let's check in with Mike Evans. I am circling in. Okay.
I didn't study that much for this test. All right, Big Six.
All right.
Oh, man.
I got a dad issue today.
Oh, why?
I'll do it on Facebook Live.
All right.
Are we doing Facebook Live? All right, I have a dad issue. Look at this, teasing something for Facebook Live. I have a dad issue, and I think I know what I'm going to do, but it's got to do with teenage kids and driving.
If you had no rules, then you can't be too harsh. Should have had some rules.
All right, you can check out what that issue is. Should be an interesting conversation on Facebook Live. Once again, congratulations to our boy, Raj Aaron, who was hired today as the fan program director. We've only had a few of those in 25 years or however long we've been around. It's been, what year are we with the fan?
Is it 26?
26? Is it really? Wow, it's amazing. So, what is it? 4th in 26 years?
Yep.
Dang, that's crazy. So, anyways, that's a big deal for us, and that's that, I guess.
Yeah, once again, congratulations to Rod Sharon. And for all of us around here, man, thank you guys for making this the best time that we look forward to is spending with you, and we appreciate you so much. For my partner, D-Mac, who is still waiting for Mike Evans to give an answer about his quarterback.
Still circling around D-I-A.
I am circling in.
Okay.
Yeah, wait. We're all waiting.
For Big Sexy, who always knows the math answers.
Welcome to Cold Cuss today.
And for Kyle Berry and Strawberry Amanda taking care of us every single day, man. I'm Big Al. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 3 on the Drive. Good night, everybody.